99.9 Radio USA, sunny and 75. That is Joe Nichols. I don't think we'll see that those words in our forecast, at least not in that order, for quite some time. Right now, 28 degrees at 7:53. It's Scott Hansen. We've got great music on the way. David Nail's new song called Whatever She's Got is coming up. Loving that one. But right now, you ready to get weird? Yep, it's the Weird News brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Florida cops were executing a search warrant at a house in Vero Beach, and they found exactly what they were looking for, an unusual pet. Well, they found what they were looking for and an unusual pet. Officers were suspicious of drug activity going on at the house, and their search turned up cocaine and marijuana. But while an officer was placing cuffs on one resident of the house, another cop stumbled upon another interesting find, an alligator. And, of course, finding alligators in Florida is not unusual, but they're typically found in swamps and lakes. This particular alligator was living in the owner's hot tub. In fact, he'd been calling the hot tub home for at least a year. The owner of the house, Tony Wells Jr., told cops that the gator was already living there when they moved into the house. And instead of getting rid of it, they decided to let him stay, and they feed him chicken every day. Well, the gator was taken away from his luxurious private spa life, and Wells was given a misdemeanor charge of possessing an alligator without a permit. I'm sure that on top of the drug charges. How about this one? A bunch of wild turkeys are responsible for some foul behavior going on in a borough of New York City. These wild turkeys have descended on a neighborhood in Staten Island, causing noise problems and leaving their droppings everywhere. Barbara Lang, who lives in Staten Island's Dongan Hills neighborhood, says the turkeys have been, they've lived there for more than a decade on the grounds of the South Beach Psychiatric Center. But they say they're spreading out now. She says 60 of the birds are living in maple trees on her property. And she says they live in this tree and they sleep in it and they poop all night. Lang said the wild turkeys also make noise with their constant fighting. 25 of the wild turkeys were relocated to an animal sanctuary, and residents said they wish more of the birds would be sent there. As resident Mary Jane Frost says, she says, it's not cute no more. I mean, I don't want to see them harmed, but I'd like to see them brought to a farm. Maybe the Jenny-O people can get them. And one more for you this morning. Customs officials at a Russian airport left a woman feeling bird-brained after they busted her for having $1,000 worth of jewelry hidden inside a baked chicken. Custom agents at Moscow's International Airport searched the suitcases of a woman who had flown in from New York and found jewelry hidden in a number of food items, including a baked chicken, eggplant rolls, and jars of jam, coffee, and cream. The woman said she had hidden roughly $30,000 worth of jewelry so she wouldn't have to pay duty on it. Northland weather is coming up. That's your weird news.
Prices are falling. Get big.